Okay, so we're back with another segment of Ask a Counselor here on MyFM, and we're speaking with Matt Harper. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So, a few things discussed at the last council meeting. What were some of the main highlights that took place on Tuesday?
Well, I think some of the highlights are we had a sort of a financial update on the Gord Brown Rink, and that's a pretty hot topic right now. I can't speak to each part of the report. Maybe that's you could see that in the minutes, but it was informative, and it sparked a lot of other conversation regarding the rink and different construction delays. So that was sort of an interesting conversation, and then we had some motions from different counselors. Councilor O'Connor put a motion forward to nominate a poet laureate, and that turned into a debate. Some counselors didn't feel it needed to have a dollar amount attached to it, and Dennis took it upon himself to donate the money out of his art museum, or sorry, store. I mean, nobody was against the idea, so I thought that was great. We had a Woman of the Year motion to start make that a regular thing. And environmental action plan put forward by Deputy Mayor Osmond, and that we're going to look at somebody providing the town with an environmental action plan. So I think that's pretty exciting. I was happy to see that passed. And then moving down the, it was kind of a housekeeping meeting, nothing too groundbreaking. When we went through the budget with Melanie, our treasurer. The interim tax levy, short-term borrowing bylaw, things like that that we do every year around this time. So we went through that. We had a very, very good economic development update from staff, and there was really a lot happening lately in that department. And not a lot of people would know, maybe, but there was a grant that the town was able to secure, and a lot of businesses were able to get financial support through that in Gananoque and the PLTPLI area. So that was a very positive story. And yeah, that was some highlights. If you have any questions for me, Tim, I'll try my best.
Yeah, one of the you touched on it earlier about the Gord Brown Rink. A lot of people have been asking what's the state of it. I know that the town put out a kind of a little bit of a notice as to let everybody know that the construction is still ongoing and everything's they're working as best they can. Where is it at right now? Currently, is it are we close to being done a certain phase? Because I know there's a three or four phases with this current project.
Yeah, sort of a tricky question. I can try my best. Phase one is near complete, but the issue why we people are upset that during those cold nights that the rink wasn't flooded for to make its own ice, and the reason that the council isn't down there having a game ourselves is that the site is still essentially a contract construction zone. So the town has not yet signed off on it, so we can't start holding events on something that really is still the responsibility of the contractor. So that's basically where it's at this time.
Yeah, and I know there was a question proposed about possibly having an outdoor skating rink, and that would have been the prime site, I believe. But with what you just said, it's is it, do you think that there's going to be anything like that happening in the town this year? It's looking kind of grim for sure.
Yeah, my honest outlook is honestly probably not, but just with the stay-at-home order, the fact that it really hasn't been that cold of a winter, so sometimes Mother Nature just doesn't cooperate when trying to make a rink without any refrigeration active, or not having a roof over it, nice sunny day like we're having. makes it hard to make ice. I'm not a rink expert, but I don't think it will happen this year. It's unfortunate, but there really isn't a lot of people out or able to go play and gather in places like that at this time anyway.
Very true for sure. Is there anything else that's been on your mind? I know the promise just extended the orders under the Reopening Act, unfortunately. There's going to be extending for a little while. Is there anything else that you've been on your mind that you might want to discuss?
I don't think so. I mean, it's been pretty quiet. It's been the common theme is you try and plan and take on projects and do things, and with COVID, you kind of get more extra roadblocks in the way and harder to do. Before Christmas, we were working on, I was involved with a group trying to get more youth services and sort of a drop-in center started in Gananoque. It's just been a challenge with COVID and all the different regulations and financial strain that everybody's under.
Well, we really appreciate you taking time. I know you're working from home, and it's been tough on everybody for sure. And we appreciate you taking time. I know, like I said, you're working from home, but you're still busy as anything, I'm sure. But thanks for joining us here on the Ask a Counselor segment here on MyFM. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, Tim.